What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason, and joining me is my co-host, Jake.
What's up, everybody? Scream Cheese Podcast. Go check it out.
Awesome. Jake also does the editing after we do this shitstorm. So shout out to Jake for that. We are an opinion-based podcast. We don't shoot off facts. We're not fucking journalists. We just shit on people that are or claim they are. So with that being said, thanks for all the good feedback from last week. It was an awesome turnout. We had, you know, it did better than I thought it was going to do.
Oh, yeah. We haven't got much hate yet.
We hadn't got any hate yet, but I'm sure that's coming because, you know, we live in 2021 here.
Oh, yeah.
But thanks for everybody that subscribed. Thanks for everybody that liked or watched whatever 20 seconds that you watched or whatever, you know, some of our coworkers watched it and that was awesome. You know,
shout out to Marty. Shout out to Matt.
Shout out to Marty and Matt for watching and support. That's awesome. So I had a tough time trying to decide what to talk about this week because of course, you know, everybody's probably talking about taking the dive on the steps of the Air Force One. So that's probably been done plenty. So, you know, we can laugh about it, but I won't really talk about it much.
Yeah, but, and despite the press conference, other than that, there wasn't really – I mean, it's been a slow news week.
It really has. And you told me to go watch the press conference, and I tried. And I think I got through maybe 15 minutes of it, and I was done. I had seen enough. Yeah. And all I wanted to see was him look in his notebook to call out the name. So – this is the first one, so I guess he ain't had time to memorize the names, or he never will. I would say if you're a Second Amendment fan, you might want to pay attention to what he's doing, because I've seen some shit going on with the executive orders, and I don't even think he knows what executive orders he's signing. They just put it in front of him, give him the Democratic, you know, talking points, and he just goes sign it. So,
well, you know, President Harris probably puts them...
She has been appointed by the Biden guy. But anyway, so I was looking, and I found a funny story. But you know what? I'm going to do that one later. You remember that question I asked you all during prep?
Yeah.
My question was, and I just wanted to not tell you, but I wanted to make sure it was okay. But my question was about the vaccine. And so here's my question. And I just wanted to get your raw reaction to it. Do you plan on taking the vaccine?
So I was actually talking about this with Mike on Discord last night. Shout out to Mike from Discord. you know, I think definitely the old people should probably get the vaccine.
Right.
If I were to... I don't know, man. I would have to wait to see, you know, are people going to start getting tails? People going to growing horns?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, look how long it took them to figure out asbestos was bad. Okay, over 50 years. Okay, and I know we've got technology has grown and all that. That's great. But they slapped this together faster than, a demolition derby getting back out there for the second round. So... I'm a little hesitant to say, okay, shoot that shit in my room and let me go about my business. And my biggest fear is, you know, 6 months down the road, people start getting cancer or start getting, you know, some crazy shit starts happening because of this vaccine. So my reason is, I don't want to take it. I hope I don't get forced to take it.
Yeah.
But my reason is not political at all. It's just worry that this is, it was made so fast that, look how long drug companies take to get shit passed. You know, some things have happened, been in limbo for years. And, you know, this vaccine, multiple vaccines get streamlined, and I just worry about that, you know. So That's all I was going to ask. Were you against taking it just because, or did you have actual concerns about taking the vaccine?
So I may not get the vaccine. I'm not against people getting it who want it.
Same here. Same here.
But I also don't want to be forced to, you know.
Right.
It's
well, I did see something where they were talking about the digital passport where it has your medical information on it. You know, they've been doing that for a while with the yellow fever. If you're traveling international stuff, that's not new. But I saw something where it's actually, you know, within the country, you know, going in certain establishments, you had to prove that you got the vaccine. That's when I get worried of being more or less excluded if I don't get the vaccine. Even though I haven't showed any symptoms since this whole shit started.
Well, do you plan on leaving the country? I mean, like, I don't plan on leaving the country.
I have no desire to leave the country. I want to get deeper in the country.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to get so deep in the country that nobody knows I'm there. But,
what are you doing, step bro?
Yeah, shout out to Jake. We're getting a sound screen. We got all kinds of new gadgets going for our second video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's all I wanted. I wanted to get your raw opinion on it without you knowing beforehand. But I'm with you. It's not really a political thing, and I'm not gonna, you know, talk shit about somebody that does. I mean, that's your own business, you know.
If I were to, and now maybe this is just brand recognition, but if I were to take the vaccine, I'd probably want Johnson & Johnson's.
I heard that one was the one where you only had to take one shot.
Yeah.
And it, but I also heard that none of them, it's going to be a once a year thing, kind of like the flu shot. Is that right? Is that what you've heard?
I don't know, but I also haven't read into it. I don't really care. You know,
it was just one of those things that I was working today, and I was like, man, I wonder, you know, if people start getting this, and there's been anti-vaccination people for a while, so I can only imagine that this has jacked their anxiety level up tenfold, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, would you take it if you were forced to?
You know. See, now that's if my job was making me take it,
right?
I mean, I gotta have a job.
Yeah, but
best believe
also have to look at what. Why would your job be requiring it, considering what your job is? You know, but certain jobs may. If you work in healthcare. field, yeah, you're probably going to have to get a vaccine. But you probably already knew that going in anyway. You know, people like that, they prepare for stuff like that, you know. Yeah. They know that that could be a possibility somewhere down in the future.
If they made me take a vaccine for my work, I mean, I would probably take it.
Well, I probably would too, but I'd probably take it under protest.
Now, also,
I'd probably be pissed off about it.
Let me gain an extra fucking finger. And Jakey Boy's getting a settlement.
Well, if you do and you have Aflac, you accidentally cut that extra finger off that you don't need. That's 20 grand right there.
Yeah.
It's always a loophole, you know. But that's my biggest fear.
I wish I had an Aflac drop. Aflac.
Well, that's my biggest fear is that, something comes up that, see, there's no way they have been able to test everything. So maybe the vaccine's fine on its own. But let's say you like to drink a certain whiskey that reacts with this vaccine, or you smoke a certain cigarette that the chemicals react with this vaccine and causes something. Or you drink a certain soda or eat a certain chip. I mean, you know, whatever. You know, or you take a certain drug that you can't take that drug anymore. Well, then, that's a diabetic drug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what do you do? You know, I don't know. I just thought it was a weird question, but I wanted to ask it.
Yeah, I'm not totally against it. I'm not totally against it. But I also
I would like to
kind
be
of
the
am.
Last one. It's just like consoles. I never go out the first night they come out. Never.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that always waits at least a year to fix all the bugs, and then I go in and try to figure out which one I want. But
yeah,
you know. But anyway, that's all I had with the vaccine stuff. We also have a funny story. Well, do you want to tell yours? You got something you want to go into?
You know, I've got piss poor planning right now. I don't really have much.
Okay.
But
well, I could tell you the story of that I just picked up, because I was looking deep into Fox and Newsmax, because, you know, I'm not going to look at the other crap. But I didn't want to do something that probably everybody is talking about. But I did find this awesome story that Jake seemed to kind of light up when I told him about it. You know, got a little excited. So here we go. Apparently, a fist fight broke out in a Denny's late, Thursday night. And it doesn't say where. But, in Virginia. Yeah, Virginia restaurant server receives... were arrested or something like that. I don't know if they were arrested or not. But anyway, so a fight breaks out between two servers, from my understanding. And it was an argument on which table was going to get chicken fingers. That's right. Chicken fingers, you know. So immediately I'm thinking, okay, is both tables waiting on chicken fingers, or was it a bet to see if they were going to order chicken fingers? You know, it's, you know, I've seen where restaurants, they do all kinds of crazy stuff to pass the time. Yeah. But turn into a fist fight. The authorities had to be called. And I'm assuming they got arrested. And they're, both were cited with third-degree battery charges, and was issued a court date for warrant out of Bryant Police Department. So they both got charges, but Jake lit up when I was talking about it, so he might have a little... If you don't know Jake, he has experience in the food industry. So he has some insight maybe that he can share with us.
Yeah, you know, I've pretty much done everything in the restaurant industry. I was working in restaurants for a long fucking time. And I know these people, these creatures, these fucking... Yeah, they are a fringe of humanity society. These aren't upstanding citizens, not by a long shot. And you said this was at a Denny's?
Yes, this was at a Denny's, which is, and I told you my tier. You know, it's a tier above Waffle House.
Yeah. So these are the crustaceans of crustaceans. These are the bottom feeders of the bottom.
These are
feeders.
The ones that got fired from the nice restaurants.
Yeah.
And they go, this is their second chance.
So I'm going to tell you what this chance. Is. What this is there's only one order of chicken tenders left in the restaurant. And both of those servers needed that tip from either table. And they were told, probably by the cook, you know, we've only got one order left. You know, only one of them's getting the chicken tenders. And those servers fucking squared up.
I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
You know, you know, over some fucking chicken tenders.
But now, this was late at night. So... there must have been, you know, I've been in a Denny's late at night. I don't know how late this was. It doesn't really say. But let's say it was 12 o'clock at night. Probably not many people in there, right? So I would be willing to bet that there were probably the only two tables in there. And neither one of them had gotten their chicken fingers. And this fight breaks out. And I only can imagine. Usually you're only going to Denny's at 12 o'clock at night if you missed your exit and you had to settle for Denny's when you're on a road trip.
So are they like a 24-hour joint?
There's some. I think there's some that are 24 hours. especially on like off of I-95 kind of deal. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there is some. I know Waffle House, and I don't know if they are anymore, but
what, Waffle House?
They used to be, because that's the only time I went to a Waffle House was at like 3 a.m. after, you know, getting shit-faced drunk or something.
Waffle House is still 24 hours.
Well, I take that back. I wasn't the one shit-faced drunk. I was the one being the designated driver, where all my friends were having a good time. I'm over there, you know, eating nicotine off of my pancakes. So, but
Oh, man.
Come on, man. But anyway, so you're saying that they were fighting over the tip more than they were the chicken fingers.
Oh, yeah. And nobody wants to go to a table and tell and say, hey, I'm sorry, we're out of this, you know.
Yeah, but it's late at night. How big do you think that tip was actually going to be?
I mean, enough for a tall boy at the gas station. It doesn't matter with these people. It was
bragging rights, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just.
Not bragging rights. I mean, like, it's these are garbage people of humanity. And if you work at a Denny's, I'm sorry. But I mean, that tip was a beer, you know.
Most people that work at a Denny's know why they're working at a Denny's.
Yeah.
There's no, like, the man's keeping me down, so I can only work at Denny's.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I fucked up and now I'm working at Denny's.
Yeah. So if
and
you're,
I'm not bashing people that work at Denny's, but no. Maybe the third shift is the worst.
But if you are, working at a Denny's and you go to comment some hate on this video.
Shut the fuck up!
Alright. I'm just going to go ahead and...
I do want comments on these videos, by the way. So
you know, go ahead and touch on that. I'm going to Google Denny's.
Well, here, alright, so I'll tell you my story that you wanted me to say for the podcast.
Oh, they close at 11 or midnight. They close at 11 or midnight, so they're not 24 hours.
So, okay, so maybe it's just, well, what about Waffle House? Do you know? I know that
Waffle House is 100% 24 hours. Look at that top story. Denny's worker gets into fist fight over which table would get chicken fingers report. That's awesome.
Well, I did read something else that it said that one of the servers just walked in the kitchen and it took the chicken fingers that belonged to another table. But it's very small writing, so that's why I didn't see it. But either way, you're getting in a fight over a plate of chicken fingers. And I'm pretty sure that tip's not going to be as much as your job. That, you know, what you were going to get for your job itself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but see, my story is from a Waffle House.
Oh,
and
yeah, the food
tier.
The food was actually for another table.
Yeah, that's what it says here, too. But last time I went to the Waffle House, this is how long ago it was. The waitress was smoking a cigarette. And, of course, it was 2-3 a.m. And she comes to the table with a cigarette and starts to take her order. But for some reason, she wanted to show us that she was learning how to do Kung Fu. And then proceeded to show us the new roundhouse kick that she learned at her dojo, I guess. I don't know if she got it out of a magazine or she really is going for training. But she accidentally kicks one of my friends. She actually kicks one of my friends in the shoulder. Well, he gets pissed off. And so long story short, he knocks her cigarette out of her hand and we don't get to eat. So we had to leave. But
what?
It was exactly what you're thinking. Nobody goes to Waffle House for the atmosphere. Nobody goes to Waffle House for its ambiance or anything like that. It's just shit pancakes, some shit ass eggs. Let me get the fuck home and throw this shit up. But one of the guys in your group wanted to go to fucking Waffle House.
Hold up. I gotta stop. You said some shit ass pancakes. They got waffles.
No, they really don't have waffles. If you ask for waffles, it's off the menu.
Well, Waffle House?
Yes. It's pancakes, brother.
Nah.
Yes.
Dude, they got like 6 fucking waffle makers in there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they're all dripping with like
week old crust. What are you? Well, like you're telling me waffles aren't on the Waffle House menu?
No, they are, but they're not a combo. Or it wasn't a combo. Like one time we went and my friend, I always got the sample platter where you get, you know, a little bit of everything and it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend didn't want that, so he wanted like 2 French toasts, 2 eggs, and 2 sauces. So he ordered off the menu and ended up spending like $27 for less food than I got. Okay. So yeah, and what I ordered came with pancakes. It didn't come with waffles. And I got the breakfast sampler.
Well, there's a whole section. They got classic waffle, pecan waffle, peanut butter chip waffle,
of course you pulled up the menu.
Chocolate chip waffle.
Yeah. Mr. Google over here.
They got 4 different kinds of... But this chocolate chip waffle, I'm going to put a picture up of this chocolate chip waffle. Dude, this shit looks delicious.
But you got to be drunk to enjoy it. I mean, it's a law, I think, passed in North Carolina where you have to be drunk to eat a waffle.
That's okay. You know, I can work with that.
Well, okay, just imagine how dirty it is. Okay, let's say it was cleaned up in the morning. That's the only time it was cleaned up. So by the time you get there late at night, it is just sticky everywhere. You know, coffee spilled all over the tables, you know. And because they're not going to clean it that late until you're out of there, you know, if they clean it at all. So I really hate on Waffle House and I hate on Huddle House.
I'll hate on a Huddle House. A Huddle House, yeah. A Huddle House can get hate all fucking day long.
So my tier is from worst to first is Huddle House, Waffle House, then Denny's, and that's I don't really.
What was that? Is that IHOP?
Yeah. I mean, I like IHOP, but I did get in an altercation with a manager there one time because he brought out some. I ordered some grits because I'm a Southerner, and that's what we do. So I ordered some grits, and it comes back looking like he took a bowl of cold water and just poured a pack of grits in there and sliced a slice of butter on it. Wasn't cooked at all. So I asked him just to take this back. And he said, well, would you like me to bring you some more? I said, no, that's okay. You know, I know what happens when you send stuff back. Okay. He was like, I've never done that in 30 years. And I'm thinking, yeah, you have. If you've been in this industry for 30 years, you absolutely have done
that. Real quick. I never have. I took pride in cooking. I went to culinary school. I never did.
This dude came out with a straight face with raw grits and a bowl of cold water. I'm going to send it back and try to get some good grits. Nah. I pass.
I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
I can already see you.
Yeah, it was bad. You know, I'm like, no, man, I'm good. The grits was extra anyway. You know, everything else is fine. I just don't want the grits. You know, so take it off my bill. I mean, even if you didn't take it off the bill, I just didn't want the grits.
Yeah,
they won't done. They won't
get
cooked.
It the fuck off my table.
It wasn't even cooked. But that's how I knew that was instant grits, too, by the way. Unless they ran out of grits and they were just trying to, you know, see if I didn't give a shit about grits enough. I don't know why you're trying to, you know, pass that off in a southern state, but anyway.
Yeah.
So that was my Kung Fu story in Waffle House.
That's hilarious.
I don't think I've been back since. So that was a long time. I don't remember when they passed that law that you couldn't smoke in a restaurant. But she was definitely smoking and started showing us some Kung Fu stuff until, you know, somebody got hit and we had to leave. So
a side note to that whole Denny's story, I was just doing some further reading. And what happened was you had the chicken tenders in the window, you know, where the servers take the food from the kitchen to the table. And I think, so there's 2 tables waiting on their chicken tenders. And I think one server goes to take the plate of chicken tenders for her table that actually belonged to the other server's table. And she said, no, bitch. You ain't finna take my damn chicken tenders.
So it would have made her look bad because she would have been late getting the food out.
Probably, yeah.
And would have messed her tip up.
Yeah.
And her thinking, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So still ended up in a fist fight.
Yeah.
Over chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And they were probably for some kid. So they're fighting in front of a kid. You know,
come on,
over
man.
Chicken fingers. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Holy shit.
So, what do you have for us this week, Jay?
So, you know, the press conference with Biden happened recently. And they wanted to start getting into a lot of gun control topics and... there was this one question about gun control that Biden completely ignored because he's a fucking idiot. But there's been a lot of gun control in the talks, and yes. I've got this thought, and now I've heard this from a couple other people, and I was just thinking that we need to vocalize this thought. We need to get it said. We need to get it shared between more and more people to get everybody thinking about it, and that would be. Why don't we have... Okay, so you want laws against guns and gun regulation? Okay, cool. Awesome. How about we take those same rules and apply them to voting?
Interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was also thinking, you know, how did this work in the drug war? Taking away, you know, making everything illegal. How did that work? Is there all of a sudden... No drug problem.
See.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The people that have the guns that are breaking the laws, don't give one rat's ass about your gun control. They're not going to turn their guns in. So what you're doing by taking honest people's guns and the people that do obey the law, you're unarming them and setting them up to be killed, robbed, raped, murdered.
So
murder.
You know, I have a problem with gun control and I have a problem with the war on drugs because the truth of the fact is that people are going to do what people are going to do.
That's right.
And I just pulled this up on Google here and it says today the Drug Policy Alliance, which advocates for an end to the war on drugs, estimates that the United States spends $51 billion annually on the war on drugs.
Since 1989, I think it was. Somewhere right at the end of Reagan's term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, because they, yeah. But this is why they will never win the war on drugs. It makes much money.
Well, and people are going to
make
do...
too much money to end it.
Well, they're spending a lot of money.
Yeah, but it goes back. It goes back. It's a laundromat, if you will.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you so much money to fight the war on drugs. You're going to give them so much money to support us by donating to our causes, by then donating to our candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's how that shit works.
I will.
That's the dummy down version of it, but that's how that shit works.
I will say, if you know, for anybody wondering, Jason's background kind of looks a little different. He got a desk.
Oh yeah,
recently.
Here we go.
He changed up his section where he sits. He got a desk recently.
I got a desk. Thank God, it's finally here. So now you want to get me riled up. Here we go. So, all right. Sitting at the house after the last podcast, I'm like, I like the way it looked, but I didn't have a lot of room. I didn't have no room to put, my phones down and, you know, navigate stuff on my desk. I didn't really have a good desk. So I was like, let me order a desk. Oh, I'll get a gamer chair too. Still hasn't shipped, by the way. So... Fuck me, right?
But the gamer chair still hasn't shipped?
Still hasn't shipped. It may be blocked by the damn, you know, freighter that's stuck in the fucking canal over there, wherever God placed. But, so, of course, everything is shipped UPS these days. Here we go. I ordered this disc, and it originally wasn't supposed to get here until this past Friday. So I was like, all right. But I think it was Wednesday. It was Thursday morning, and my wife got a text that said it would be here a day early. I'm like, fuck yeah. Go ahead and get it put up. I have to work this weekend, so if I can go ahead and get that done, you'll be a little less stress for the weekend. We were supposed to be playing some D&D. We were going to do the podcast. I would already have my desk put together. Awesome. No. We're sitting at the house on Friday afternoon. Thursday. And my son sees the UPS driver. This is a window right here, so I had it open. We saw the UPS truck go by. I'm like, hey, that's probably it, right? Waiting. And we never see it go back by. So I don't know if we either missed it or maybe they opened up another road in the neighborhood and he was able to go around. I don't know. So about 3 minutes later, we get a text that said, oops, something happened, which already fucking pissed me off. I can't even explain how pissed off I was. They said, oops, something happened. We were unable to deliver your disc or your package. I can verify and attest that he never tried to deliver that package to my house. I was sitting in the house. My whole family was here. There's two trucks in the driveway. There's no reason why he wouldn't stop to deliver that disc. But we get the old fuck you, something happened text. So I'm pissed off about that a little bit. Okay? I'm fuming inside.
Yeah.
I'm a little mad. So I go to work the next day and tell Jake and one of our other coworkers.
Shout out Marty.
And they're ripping and they're just egging me on and they're just getting me more pissed off and, you know, they're just milking it. So I'm like, that disc better be here Friday. This was Friday. I mean, what are you going to do? Nobody can hold UPS accountable. They get away with whatever they want. He didn't try to come to my door and leave a note. Hey, sorry, dude. Something happened. I think the package got on the wrong truck. None of that. Just, oops, something fucking happened. That's all I get. So, go to work Friday. Jake and Marty are giving me a hard time about it because they think it's funny. Which they both agree that they've had the same issue, but I take some things to the extreme, and when it comes to shit like that, I get aggravated. But I just never understood why nobody can hold UPS accountable. They think they can park anywhere they want. They park in handicapped spots. They block the fucking road whenever they want. And it ain't like that truck's easy to go around. You know, they don't even try to get over on the shoulder. They just, fuck you, man. You'll wait till I'm done. But anyway, it's not over. So I get home Friday, and of course I'm working this weekend, so I got to have the disc today. I got to have this disc Friday. On my way home, my wife gets a text, says, your package has been delivered. Yes. All right. This saga is over. We can do the disc now. I get home, I'm like, all right, I don't see nothing on the porch. Maybe the boys brought it in. Good kids I have. I have good kids. Maybe they put it together for me. Nah, it wasn't there. It's not there. It's not there at all. No package. Nowhere. So, I don't know if anybody else has ever had this issue, but we live in a neighborhood where there's more than one, the same number. And so, there's another street that's similar to my street name with one word missing. So, you got blank, blank, and you got blank. Well, it went to blank, blank instead of blank. So luckily, my kids are friends with the kids that live at that house. And get sure enough, my disc was at their house. So we had to go over there and get the disc. And it's beat the fuck up, by the way. The box is like, it looked like it came from, you know, a war zone. And I'm like, this fucking disc is damaged. And anyway, I'm just going to be livid. I'm just going to be done. But luckily, I got it together. I did break. And I didn't even tell you this, Jake. I broke my laptop stand that my laptop sits on. It has fans under it. That broke while I was putting the disc back together. So I had to order another one of those because I don't want, you know, my laptop to overheat. And I like the way it's sitting up higher so you can see it better, you know. So, but it's done. Yeah, this will be all changed the next time you see it, but, you know, but... This is not newsworthy stuff, but this is what I fucking care about, okay? So if you don't want to watch it, then don't watch it.
Shut but the fuck up!
UPS. But, I mean, surely people have had... I mean, it's not like... All right, it's like having a bad experience at a restaurant. Everybody's had one.
Yeah, it's but, like two, you know, servers fighting over your chicken nuggets at Denny's.
Exactly. Exactly, but... It's like they didn't even try to deliver this package or didn't give an explanation of why something happened. Of course something happened. You didn't fucking deliver it. But what happened? What happened, UPS? What happened? Not, oops, something happened. What happened? But there's no accountability for UPS. They can do what they want. They get away with it wherever they want to park. Because, you know, I can only imagine if I was in the need of a handicap permit in my vehicle, how infuriating that would make me if I had to wait for this douchebag to, you know, damage packages on the way up to the third floor or wherever he's delivering to, and then finally his ass gets in his truck and I can finally, you know, park and go in my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can only imagine the anger that these douchebags incite by their nonchalant parking. They don't give a shit. But anyway, thanks for bringing it up, Jake. You did get me riled up, and I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, well, you were... Well, now you're not half as riled up as you were.
No, I'm dialing it down so we don't have some major feedback distortion in the microphone, because I was actually yelling, and I had chicken nuggets in my
mouth. You were screaming.
I was trying to eat my chicken nuggets. And Marty kept pushing me, and I knew what he wanted, so I gave it to him. I went ham sandwich on the motherfuckers, and I was spitting out chicken nuggets all over the plant floor. I had to go clean up later. But, yeah, I was pissed. I mean, shit happens, but damn. You know, and if that's the Amazon's default text that something happened, they need to upgrade that shit. Because, oops, something happened. It's an explanation. Do a little more digging if you're going to be customer friendly or whatnot. But fuck the UPS guy. Or at least fuck the one that delivers to my house.
Okay, you were denouncing all of them. You were denouncing all of them.
I was.
You said, man, there hasn't been one UPS driver I've met that has been a good person. I've known one UPS driver, and that motherfucker was a dick.
He was. And he probably still is. I mean, he probably
shout out to the that one guy.
Yeah, well, whatever. But the dude, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. We get the pronouns right. The guy or the lady.
Or the Zimzer.
Or whatever people are calling themselves these days. The one that delivers to my house is garbage. Straight up. No, I mean, no. There's no friendly... Hey, man, I'm your neighborhood UPS driver. I'll be, you know, mostly on this route. You know, back in the day, okay, this, you know, there was a community feel to your delivery people that delivered to your route on a daily basis. But like newspaper deliveries, you know, you would give them Christmas cards and shit, you know. You kind of got a relationship with the guys. It's back, you know, I know that sounds Mayberry-ish, but it was true. You know, you knew who your mailman was. It was the same mailman every day. You talked to him, you saw him every day. You know, you might make friends with him.
So, okay, so I will say, speaking
it did happen.
Speaking of that, I do kind of know what you mean. Because I bumped into my mailman. He used to be my mailman. I've actually bumped into him a couple times, and
yeah.
we've had a discussion or two.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have this mailman guy who was like extremely buff and like jacked and shit, and he had like real nice hair. My grandmother called him the hot mailman.
Oh.
And she would wait every day until the mail came to watch him deliver the mail.
Coupons or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't matter.
Well, one day I bumped into him at Walmart. And straight up, like, it was really weird. You're the hot mailman. And he was like...
You said that to
yes,
him?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I was like, well, I was so surprised that I saw him. I'm like...
Hey, I know
oh shit!
You're the hot mailman.
Well,
oh,
it turns out I find out later. No shit. Like a month later, I'm at this strip club in.
Oh my god!
In Smithfield, and.
And he's going postal on that pole.
No!
Okay.
Fucking left right there. No, he was one of the bouncers.
Oh, okay. That makes better. That makes
but
a better story.
I was like, I understand the sense of community. You know, sometimes your
there
mailman
was.
Is the bouncer at your strip club.
Yeah, he probably, you know, broke up a couple of fights that night, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But there used
over
to
chicken
be.
Tenders.
And I'm not talking about in the 60s and 50s. I'm not even talking about that part. But even as late as the 90s, you know, when I was growing up, I knew we always said hey to the mailman and any delivery guy that came in, they it was the same ones every time in that neighborhood. And, you know, one of them would always, you know, play football with us for a little bit, you know, and, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have that no more. You don't have that. It's get the fuck out of here, you know, I got shit to do, you know.
Yeah.
Or this is a heavy fucking box. It looks like it's going to be an issue, I'll fucking get it tomorrow. Never mind the guy that's sitting here hoping it comes in so he can go in and put his desk together. And I know it sounds like I'm bitching. Like, it sounds like I'm a whiny 16-year-old on MTV waiting for my birthday party, and I just don't like the color of the balloons. But it's more than that. It's, you know, do your fucking job. That's all. Do your fucking job. Don't tell me. And what made it worse is it wasn't supposed to be here till Friday anyway. If you wasn't going to deliver it on Thursday, why the fuck would you send me a text? Hey, it's coming in a day early. I just assumed you left it alone, and I wouldn't have known anything. Except yeah, that it man. Was going to the wrong fucking house.
All busted up and shit.
To the wrong house.
All busted
up and shit.
Like, that's yeah. crazy. You said it was a heavy package,
held
too.
Together, it was only being held together by one piece of tape. I don't know. I'm not kidding. I didn't even need a knife to get in it. I just took my finger. Boop. Now, I don't know if that happened after it was delivered. They didn't realize it wasn't theirs. That shit happens. But when they realize, hey, what is this shit? I'm not putting together this. This ain't ours. Oh, you got the wrong mail. It ain't worth the shit. But, you know, if you're not going to deliver it a day early, don't fucking text me that, hey, it's coming in day early. Like, you went above and beyond to get it there early, you know. Yeah, we helped you out, bro. Then we fucked you by coming a day later and delivering it to the wrong fucking house.
Yeah, yeah.
With a fucking smile.
So.
But anyway. You asked for it. You got it.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah.
You got it. Okay.
I do want to bring up, I was doing a little Google. A little Google thing.
We know how you love Google.
So I just we kind of briefly touched on Cuomo last episode, and I put up that picture of him with the blanket and the Bud Light.
And you know what? I haven't seen anything else about it.
Okay, so
come on my phone.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Was like, you know, that was just last week. I haven't seen anything else on Andrew Cuomo. And if you go
well,
to Google,
I take that back. I take that back. I did see something about another. What was it? Was it another accuser?
There was. Yeah, yeah. And I'm about
okay,
to get into
yeah.
that.
But that was it. But I'm gonna tell you what it reminds me of. okay, how it's not being talked about. You remember the governor of Virginia when he got caught blackfacing in a picture, like at a Halloween party or whatever it was? And it was all, oh, blah, blah, you better resign, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, nothing.
Yeah.
And guess what? He's still the fucking governor. So, but that's what it reminds me of. But go ahead. I mean, I ain't trying to.
Well, so.
Go ahead.
So I just figured, I was like, well, what's up with that? You know, what's going on? Are we still pissed off about Andrew Cuomo? And then I typed into Google just Andrew Cuomo, and the first fucking three articles that popped up, I was, as soon as I saw them, I was like, of course we're not talking about Andrew Cuomo anymore. All three articles are about Andrew Cuomo announcing deal to legalize marijuana.
Well, there you go.
Now, what I take this as is, God, I'm about to lose my job. Weed. How about weed? How about weed, guys?
Yeah. Here's some alcohol. Here's some alcohol at 16. You
know. Yeah. We'll lower the age for alcohol as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. Everybody gets stoned and forget about it. I don't know.
Hey, but that's funny you say that, though, because we're not talking about it no more. Nobody's talking about it. So,
well, we are.
Maybe. Well, we are, but. Okay, we are. But, I mean, you know, it's almost like it's. Me and you both made the comment just a moment ago that it's been a slow news week.
Yeah.
And yet, we're still not hearing anything else about Cuomo. Now, could it be, all right, we're beating a dead horse? Or is there a reason why it's quieted down?
Well, the horse isn't dead yet.
Revenue stake, huh?
The horse isn't dead yet.
Yeah, it's in the bed. It's in the bed at one of his.
We're not beating a dead horse. The horse is almost dead. Everybody keep fucking beating it. Everybody keep fucking beating this horse. All right, so.
Of course he's done. You know, of course he's done. But, you know, I did see something about, you know, they just passed a law in Georgia. So, you ready for this? The liberal party in Georgia are now boycotting Coca-Cola if they don't denounce the governor of Georgia, because they're saying that his bill is suppresses voters somehow, because he's asking for a photo ID on a mail-in ballot.
Wow!
Like I think you have to photocopy it or something. Like I didn't read it. I'm not gonna read the fucking bill, because I don't live in Georgia. I don't really give a shit.
Only people who that suppresses are people who don't have any form of interstate or federal identification, which are people who should not be voting.
But what I'm saying is, you got white people now boycotting Coca-Cola because of the be less white, how to be less white comments.
Oh, yeah.
Now you got liberals boycotting Coca-Cola for not denouncing their governor, the governor of their state, their headquarters. Like, basically, they want Coca-Cola to move out of Georgia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what the fuck Coca-Cola is going to do. You know?
Well, Coca-Cola is some crazy shit.
Boycott. But you get what you deserve. You piss off your customers, the ones that really buy your shit. You piss them off. The ones that are uppity up and high and mighty, they drink seltzer water. Okay, it's a good fucking
cup. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They drink Perrier or the fucking flavored fucking sparkling water shit. You know, that is always left on the shelf in every Armageddon movie.
You lost it.
You know what I'm saying?
You lost it.
No, it's real. It's real. Every Armageddon movie, you'll see a great sparkling soda sitting right there on the shelf.
But I remember right after that happened, I was like, wow, dude. Coke's pretty crazy, because I was having one with Marty, and you know, I took a sip of the Coke. I said, "Oh shit, yo Marty, this shit working." But I really,
you gotta stop.
I really don't want to get this. I really don't want this to get swept up under the rug. So I do want to fit this in here.
It's real. It's yeah.
Cuomo. Back to Cuomo. He had this 25-year-old aide. What's her name? Charlotte Bennett. And Cuomo had requested her to learn the lyrics to the song "Danny Boy," and he wanted her to learn.
Is he Irish?
I don't think so.
Because that's an Irish thing, right? Danny Boy, old Danny Boy. Irish?
I don't know, but I do know.
Pretty sure it is.
He wanted her to sing it to him. Cuomo, later in the day, Cuomo asked her to sing the song, and when the now 25-year-old aide wouldn't, with his top deputy, Melissa DeRosa, looking on, Cuomo started singing it himself to get Bennett to join in.
Okay, all right, stop. Because that's not sexual harassment. I mean, I'm not on this guy's side at all, but that is not sexual harassment. If your boss tells you to go learn a song and sing it, what's wrong with that?
Let's see. That's not outside of the episode. Oh, the episode is part of a testimony that at least five current and former aides have shared or expected to share with the Attorney General's office as the investigators it's selected look into claims of sexual harassment against the Democratic governor, who is facing calls for his resignation. So I don't know if that's just... I mean, this is odd to me, but...
Is it a way to verify that their stories are true because they all have the same...
That's what I'm wondering. Like, maybe, oh, well, you know what they say when you start singing Danny Boy, you know, you're going to get your puss touched.
Did you say Danny Boy? Except I had to sing it in falsetto, you know.
Instead of DeRosa saying to the governor, you need to stop this, he continued to press her to sing Danny Boy, which is really humiliating. And when
you
she...
will sing Danny Boy right now! Fire!
Yo.
You are fired. Get out of here. You'll never work in this city again. I mean, I just don't see nothing wrong with that. I mean, okay, if he's saying, hey, baby, you know, I want to hear Danny Boy. I want you to sing it for me a little bit, you know. Maybe his tone, maybe his demeanor was inappropriate, but if my boss told me, hey, Jason, I need you to go home, learn the lyrics to Danny Boy, I'm like, fuck yeah, half a day off, going home, I'm going to go learn Danny Boy, and I'll see you at the plant on Friday.
No problem.
No problem.
You'd probably tell him,
shut the fuck up.
No. Maybe under my breath, I'll still go learn the song.
Oh, just shit.
In case he wasn't joking, you know. But no, I mean, I don't really see nothing wrong with
fucking.
Maybe that's the way
you finish up.
Tests his loyalty.
Fucking.
Maybe that's the way he tests his loyalty or something. You know.
I don't know. I mean, I could
fucking
just,
New Yorker. I mean, you know what I mean.
I could just imagine you finishing up singing Danny Boy in front of all of us, and then hit us with the
clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Yeah, clap for that, you stupid bastard. Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's the way that they're trying to verify the story that everybody's telling the truth, because everybody noticed that the sky was blue.
Yeah.
So of course they're telling the truth. Now, keep, like I said, I wish nothing more than this dude to fail. This dude get dragged out on his ass in the middle of Times Square at peak daytime, 12 o'clock noon, just ripping him out of that, you know, the governor's mansion or wherever that is. Nothing would please me more. But I don't see what that means. Maybe I'm just...
I'm not seeing anything further on it, but, you know, I'm definitely going to keep an eye out on that.
Well, maybe that's something we'll look into for next week. I know we're getting really close to, we're almost an hour now?
We're at 54 minutes.
Like I said, guys, I mean, we're just shooting off a piece in here, trying to make you laugh. So don't take anything to heart. I mean, some of it's real. Some of it is just funny stuff. But anyway... Appreciate everybody that we're watching it. you know, don't forget to hit the share button, the like button, the subscribe button, whatever button you got.
Drop some comments.
We're on Google Podcasts now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We just got on Google Podcasts. Yeah.
So we're growing. So any kind of feedback we get, that would be awesome. If I sound like an idiot, hey, I probably already know, but with that, anything you got to say, Jake, as we leave, or we're good?
No, that's just don't forget to the number 2 grumpyelephants@gmail.com if you guys want to email us with anything you want us to talk about. You know, we'll check those emails. But
leave comments if you want. If you don't, you don't. But
yeah. Well, all right.
Peace.
Peace, everybody.